Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. A famous saying goes, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. One thing I've realized, if you're not happy with what you've got, nothing matters. You can be bagging girls every night. You can have an awesome girlfriend. Hell, you can be married. But if you're always looking over the fence, searching for someone or something else, what you have doesn't mean a thing. Ask the relationship experts. One thing they all say is, know what you want. And when you have it, don't let it go. It takes a lot less time to lose something valuable than to gain it. The people who have great relationships, great marriages, even great wealth, all have one thing in common. They know a good thing when they see it. That's why today's lesson is called Seeing the Difference, Spotting and Keeping a Good Thing. I'm going to show you how to recognize a keeper and keep the keeper as well. Our lesson will cover three areas that work for finding and holding on to the girl of your dreams. They are, number one, determining who's right for you. Number two, finding her. And number three, keeping her. I'll be back with more right here on TripleORelationships.com. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn. Welcome back to How to Be Irresistible to Women with James Brito. So in my previous lessons, I've talked about how knowing your life purpose will help you decide who's right for you. If you know what moves you, whether it's surfing, traveling, sailing, whatever, then the rest will fall into place. You're more likely to find the right job, right hobbies, right friends to help you meet the girl of your dreams. But it doesn't stop there. You have to know yourself inside out. That means you have to recognize your moods and your emotions. What turns you on, what turns you off. And most importantly, you have to be patient. Chances are, the first girl you date isn't going to be the one. You might go through some bad relationships, and that's okay. Dating is a journey, and patience is a virtue. Don't ever jump full on into a relationship if you don't even know what you want. As relationship expert Dr. Harville A. Hendricks writes, the irony is that nearly 50% of those who marry before they unpack and examine their childhood baggage, before they get some relationship training, are all but doomed to rejoin the ranks of the single via the hard way, via divorce. So figure out what works before it fails. Let's continue talking about the importance of patience. Do you know which type of people tend to be single the most? Those who expect a flawless mate and move on when the person is imperfect? Or those who are patient, open, and willing to admit when they've made a mistake with a relationship? The answer is pretty easy. As Dr. Hendricks writes, what they don't understand is that nothing will change until they change. They won't meet a healthier, more mature lover until they are healthier and more mature, until they've done their homework and preparation. By listening to this course, you're doing your homework and preparation. Remember, you get what you give. If you're not willing to change yourself, and by listening to this course, you probably are willing, no one's going to be willing to change for you. So be honest with yourself, learn from your mistakes, and don't repeat the same mistake twice. This is James Brito for How to Be Irresistible to Women, only on TripleORelationships.com, because it's your turn. Great, so we've talked a bit about determining who you are inside. Now let's see how that will help you on the outside. In previous lessons, we've talked about the importance of control and expectations. Some of you may be hungry for a relationship. You may even want a wife. But just like a desperate girl will definitely scare off guys, so it goes with us poor guys. Believe me, women sense desperation, even better than we men do. So first you have to control how you present yourself to others. It goes to an old psychological principle called projection. Even if you're feeling desperation, you can't project it on others. You have to project confidence and nonchalance. The less you care about girls, the more likely they'll care about you. So think about what you want to project onto people. This includes the way your body is aligned. you can read book after book about the importance of body language. Did you know that the verbal component of a face-to-face conversation is less than 35% and that over 65% of communication is done non-verbally? This is according to Alan Pease's best-selling book, Body Language: How to Read Others' Thoughts by Their Gestures, which I highly recommend. That figure can be even higher when talking with a woman. So trust me, it's important. Let's analyze the kinds of signals you're sending. Do you always cross your arms and legs, lean over the table anxiously, and face your head down? If so, it's time to stop. These gestures project a closed body and a closed mind. They also convey uncertainty, something you definitely don't want to project to a woman. Instead, try to practice open body language. Relax in your chair. Have your arms at your side or behind your chair, and open up your legs. This all conveys openness and invitation. Girls are very skilled at reading into men's hidden signs. Well, these signs aren't hidden to them. So remember that every little gesture, every little movement you make, means something to a girl. If your body doesn't speak properly, then your mouth won't get a chance. For more information, I highly recommend you read Body Language: How to Read Others' Thoughts by Their Gestures by Alan Pease. You can learn not only how to improve the signals you send, but also how to recognize the signals women send. That's a winner's game. You're listening to an exclusive broadcast of How to Be Irresistible to Woman on triplerelationships.com. Now it's your turn. Welcome back. I've talked about determining who you want and how to project yourself to who you want. Now, what do you do if you've found someone you love? How do you keep her? Obviously, this is a topic that could be discussed at length for weeks, let alone in one lesson. But just as important as seeing what will help you keep her is looking at what will stop you from keeping her. So let's look at some of these mistakes. Number one, being too needy. Sure, some girls love to baby their man, but this exposes something lacking in them as well. You should be able to take care of each other equally, not have one person be the parent and one person be the child. Number two, being negotiators. This happens too often in relationships. One partner will give the other partner love or attention in return for allowing them to do something, like having more time to watch sports. The relationship is no longer about love, but about negotiation. Unconditional love means you give love with no conditions. Number three, not trusting each other. As I say in Growth Through Dating, honesty is the cornerstone of a good relationship. Once you stop trusting each other, your relationship won't last without serious change. And speaking of change, number four, not changing. This is, without a doubt, one of the worst mistakes you can make. An open relationship involves challenging each other, making each other a better person. It's a constant journey. As relationship experts Dr. Henry Cloud and John Townsend write, dating can heal and repair. People benefit from good relationships where they learn, are healed, grow, and are stretched, even when the relationship does not lead to marriage. It has value in a person's life. So with that said, you should treat relationships, even bad ones, as opportunities, not just as a pairing of two people. But by not changing, you're basically saying you're not willing to grow as a person, and that will definitely reduce your partner's love for you. You're basically saying that she doesn't matter, that you only want to do what you want to do. No change allowed. In the process, you're bound to lose her, sometimes for good. So be open to change. It's a good thing. This concludes today's edition of triplerelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. triplerelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, triplerelationships.com, a Unica Design Company. All rights reserved.